Hello and welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. I'm not Steph.
I'm Madeline.
Steph is going out to venture into the fearless great unknown. Think about her. She's going to PAX West. Wave from 6 feet away if you're going to go and see her there. Today we're talking about Spiritfarer. This is our second chat of seven. This is released in August of 2020, developed and published by Thunder Lotus Games. It is available on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. The summary for the game says, Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As ferry master to the deceased, build a boat to explore the world, care for your spirit friends, and guide them across mystical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. What will you leave behind? To introduce all of our lovely voices on our podcast this evening, we have a question, so you can get to know a little bit more about them. Tonight, our question is, what animal would you want your spirit to appear as? As all of the name spirits in the game that you meet have a particular animal appearance. Go ahead, from the top.
All right, this is Franco. I'd have to go with a bear.
Oh,
I like my naps. So yeah, we'll go with a bear.
What kind? Do you know what kind of bear or what color of bear? I feel like you could probably have your choice of color, honestly.
Since I'm from the bear that's native to Pennsylvania is the black bear, so
okay,
we'll go with that.
Black bear.
Okay. This is Jonathan, and if anyone knows me, there's no doubt to what kind of spirit, what kind of animal I turn into, which would be an elephant, hands down. It'd be an elephant.
of course.
Yeah.
This is Madeline. I think if I had to be, I think if I were an animal, I would probably either be a goat or a cow. I tend to be a little bit or a lot of bit bullheaded and stiff-necked and want my own way most of the time. So I think that is probably where I would go. Next.
Hi, this is Kevin. I know personally because one of my favorite animals, it'd probably be a red panda or like a barn owl. But I'd probably end up being more of the barn owl. Depends on like. As whatever one is a little bit more solitary and to themselves. But yeah.
Chris, nice. And I think, I don't know if anyone's listened to this podcast for any length of time, probably no. some sort of dog with, I don't know what breed or anything, but I just think it would be, yeah. Maybe a greater dog from Undertale or something.
Nice.
I don't know. Yeah.
Very nice. So. Well, thanks everyone for sharing. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, we talked about the intro. The first 3 hours of Spiritfarer and our thoughts on, you know, some of the mechanics and the characters and stuff is stuff going. Today we're going to be talking about the second 3 hours of our playthroughs. But I know we have some people here today that weren't here last week. So right here at the beginning, if there's anything that you want to share about the first 3 hours, go ahead and then we'll move forward.
So I only got to play about maybe an hour or two of this game so far just because of reasons and scheduling whatnot. But the like animation and like anime, I guess, feel.
Yeah.
Just really well done. The other thing too that I thought was really like epic feeling was sailing through the thunderstorm and catching lightning in the bottle.
Yeah.
It was very, like a very metal moment at that point. And you know, the music to go along with it, and then it's like it feels like you're I don't know, like casting a spell or something, because it's just the bolt of lightning is just coming and you're holding your hand up and all that stuff. So
yeah. What system are you playing on?
I'm on the I was thinking about the Switch because I have it on that, but then I was like, I do have it on Steam, and I'm kind of curious to see what type of achievements you can get on that. So I decided to go with Steam.
If you were playing on Switch, it has a rumble whenever you catch the lightning. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've been playing. I think I have it on Steam, but I got it on Switch. I was traveling last week, so I enjoyed it. Some of the like tasks and stuff that you do, having it like the animation and stuff is really great in the game, but having to deal with the animations, like when you just like, I want to just catch some fish, and then they're celebrating every time after catching the fish. I'm like, ah, just let me catch another fish.
Yeah.
That just ended up getting. And then I noticed after, I'm not sure if it's because of just playing undocked or something, but after playing for, I'm not sure how long of a period of time, but playing for a decent amount of time, the game tended to end up crashing on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that happened like somewhat consistently. And then some of the events, and I think it's basically because of Switch limitations, some of the events when a lot of things are going on in the screen, there is some performance. But yeah.
Jonathan, any thoughts from you?
Yeah, this game is just delightful. Yeah, I mean, I'm playing on my Xbox because this game is still on Game Pass. I think it came out on Game Pass day one, and it's still there. But if it ever leaves Game Pass, or if it leaves Game Pass while we're still doing this chat, which hopefully it won't.
It's a chance.
But if I didn't have it on Game Pass, I can see myself, I will probably eventually get this on Switch as well, just to have it. Because it's like, it is such like a cozy, like, sit on the couch while watching TV kind of game. And I've been sick with the side effects the past couple days, and something I said in our Discord when we first started playing was like, this game is like the equivalent of like chicken noodle soup in video game form. Like, it really is. It's just like, it's like, I'm sick, so I'm gonna sit and play and just relax, and it's turned into my Sunday afternoon, where I just sit down and I knock out the 3 hours for game chat. And yeah, the animation, just like, I love just the design, like the spirit designs remind me very much of like a like Disney Don Bluth kind of feeling, you know, like like American Tail, or you just, it's like I love that, just like the standard action is just a hug.
Yes.
Because it's like all these, like, these are cartoon characters, like, you see that you're just like, they look like they'd be fun to hug. You know?
Yes.
And then Stella hugs them, and they're the best. And I love that. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. What Stella's cat's name?
I pulled up, people. Let me see here.
Daffodil. Daffodil.
Daffodil, okay. Yes, yes.
I love that it's, like, has anyone played it, like, with couch co-op?
No.
I haven't played it, but I knew that you can.
Yeah, and I think with co-op, someone just controls Daffodil.
Yep.
But it's like, I love that. It even, if you never knew there was a couch co-op, just having Daffodil just be like your little, like the extra spirit fairy that just follows you around.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the animation of Daffodil. Like, Daffodil's idle animations are like the best thing ever. Because if you've ever owned a cat, that's exactly what a cat would do if they had some weird glowing ball of light. You know, just like, just sit around, play with it. And I love when you're swimming, she just was like balancing on top of the ball.
On top of the water.
On the water.
Yeah.
Face, too. Is just when she's in the.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's just because at first I thought she was walking on the water, and then I realized she's balancing on the ball on the water. But then her eyes are all like wide and open, like she's about to fall in and wants to avoid the water. It's just hilarious the way, like, just the small little added details that they throw in there.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, there is, I'm trying to remember what it's called, because there's this one part, it's when you finally learn the double jump and you get onto the top floor, or that area you can't get to unless you buy the key. I was gonna, like, last week, but I was gonna like just play it up so much, the whole, like, what did he call it? The, like, the fifth floor club or something?
The upper floor or something.
Yeah.
The upper floor club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, yeah, upper floor club. It's like you finally get up there and he's like, yeah, no, this is it.
Is
but you're part of the club now. And it's just like, I love just like,
yay,
the writing in this game. It's, I don't want to say it like it fits with the art style, but sometimes it surprises you. It's like, there'll be like characters say some dorky things that catch you off guard, and then there's some characters that will say like deep things, or just, I love how like these little side characters will just be, like, you'll ask them a question or talk to them, and they'll say something so random, and you're just like, oh, this guy has his own backstory that I'll never know, but he's...
Exactly.
They're living their best life, you know? They're doing something, you know? Just, or...
their best afterlife, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... And just in general, like, even talking with the spirits you're ferrying, just like, it's like, it's when you're talking to them, it's like, there's that juxtaposition of, like, what they say, and then remembering, oh, yeah, no, you're not a talking anthropomorphic animal. Like, you were a human being doing human being things and died. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, it's like, because this game is so charming and stuff, it's like when they finally get into like some of the darker, like, real things, you're like, oh yeah, I'm ferrying the dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I just
so last week, I believe there were three spirits on the boat when we stopped playing last week. Summer and Gwen and Atul. How are y'all doing now? Is it still the three? Do you have some new friends? How is that going?
In my playthrough, Gwen passed on.
We'll circle back around to that, but we'll talk about current friends on the boat right now.
Oh, now I'm worried.
Yeah, and then right at the 6-hour mark where I stopped, the very last thing I did was I got Astrid on my boat.
Astrid.
So now I still have three, but now it's Astrid, Atul, and Summer.
Gosh, I didn't get Astrid for a while. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just now I'm worried because Gwen went to into her house to say she wanted to rest a bit. Oh no.
There'll be a ghost thing.
Yeah, you will be involved in.
They'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah, because I just got done upgrading her house completely.
I just made this so nice for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I picked up Astrid, so now I got. Yeah, counting Gwen, who's in the house mm-hmm. four. Yeah, I still have to build Astrid a house. It's weird how stuff is, you know, that's one thing about the game though, is like you get a companion, you know, somebody comes, joins the boat and they ask for a house and immediately they ask for a house that it's the next level ingredient that you haven't quite unlocked yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least I'm finding, you know, it's like every time it's like, well, you're going to have to wait because I can't get that right now.
Yep. Sorry. We're level gated.
I felt so bad in this play session, Atul really wanted a house. And, you know, he's like your funny uncle, you know, he's being nice about it and everything. And then Summer asked for a house, but it was like, I really wanted to build Atul's house, but it's like, the wood he needed, I could not find.
Oh, the oak.
But it's like, oak. But I had enough resources to, like, build Summer's house, and so it's like, I went ahead and built Summer's house, and which is good. She needed a happy thing. But then it was like, I felt so bad because I like how the game's not very pushy, but it is a little bit, you know, just a little. Mm-hmm. Like, just to remind you, it's like in case you have played for a while, you pick back up, this is what the characters want you to do. And the tool's just like, hey, you know, if you can make a house for your dear old uncle, that'd be great. It's just like,
yeah. It's better.
I'm sorry, Joel.
Wait till he starts asking you for fried chicken and you figure out how long it takes you to get to a place where you can make fried chicken.
He asked me for pork chops, and I have no idea where to find pork.
I ran into a sheep, but I couldn't interact with it.
Really?
I did the first sheep
quest.
Well,
you can't interact with the sheep until you meet the person that tells you what to do with this.
You'll do a sheep quest, and then there will be sheep on a bunch of other islands as well. So you may have just gotten a secondary sheep before you got to the primary sheep.
And just to warn you ahead of time, you cannot get rid of the sheep once they're on your boat.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Oh, you can't for...
So only take as many as you need. Yeah. So take, like, maybe two?
That would be great. Two is a good number.
As long as they don't breed. Yeah. Do they breed?
No.
Don't think they breed.
But I think they will. I haven't seen this because I only had one on my boat for a short period of time, and then because of the quest, it left. But I noticed that the next level... I think it's technically the third or fourth upgrade level from Albert to the boat. The next level that unlocks things, one of the things you can build on that next level is a sheep corral.
Pen. Yeah, I saw that. Sheep corral. Yeah,
and so that's where I was like, is there going to be a sheep thing? That's a lot.
Sheep thing.
Like.
It's one sheep per corral.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh wow.
That's why
a small corral.
Yes, that's why you only take as many sheep as you need because you can't get rid of them. I have four sheep.
Wander around your boat, yes. And you have to feed them and chase them and shear them, and
yeah. So I have four sheep on my boat in four separate.
Do they eat your crops?
They'll eat your crops if you don't keep them in.
If you don't feed the sheep.
Oh, what do you
enough, think? Then they'll go and feed. You can feed the sheep. You can feed them stuff that you've harvested from your crops.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. If you keep them in corrals, though, you don't have to technically feed them.
Oh, okay.
They just
but that is expensive.
Wool.
Yeah, one sheep per corral. That's a lot of building space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have one corral and then several wild sheep wandering around on my boat. Okay. So since. Who did you say came up? Since Astrid is our newest friend on the boat, what are y'all's thoughts about her?
It's an interesting character. Sort of.
Yeah.
Prim? I don't know. Prim is the right word. Not prim. Self-absorbed?
Aristocratic.
Yeah, aristocratic.
Yeah.
But she won't eat fine dining. I tried to give her a fine dining meal. And she doesn't want to eat it.
I just
simple food.
Yeah, I just found her not really like prim and proper or whatever, but more of just like she's just a gossip.
Oh yeah, that's the word I was trying to think of. A gossip.
She's a gossip, but like when you like the circumstances, if I remember correctly, in which you meet her, like you like. She's very much not like a upper class citizen.
Right. Yeah, the
leading
union
a
thing.
Strike.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was great.
That's what threw me off was because like the whole she's like people's like trying to find people like fight for people's rights, blah blah blah, workers' rights. You know, and then like that whole I was kind of relieved with that whole quest while I was just going back and forth talking to both of them. Because I was afraid it was, for some reason in my head, I was just like thinking about like Disco Elysium and like all that strikes, like all that stuff. And so I was like, oh no, is this going to be like an ongoing thing? And it was just like, I'm going to use the bathroom, but I can't leave. So fine, you know? And, and so like, because of the whole strike thing, I was like picturing Astrid to like be like a like this gung-ho like rights you know person, and it's just like it was I was caught off guard when it was she was like a proper like gossip kind of person and I'm like
this is just like she kind of strikes me as like a drama queen, like if there isn't enough drama then she'll kind of help make some drama, and not that like the workers were wrong to strike because I don't think that they were, but that is, I'm not surprised after talking to her for a little bit that that was the role that she found herself in or found for herself at the Bottom Line Corp island.
Kind of like, who was it? Biffany?
Befika?
Befika.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right. I see her as that, except, I don't know if Astrid would like hot dogs. I don't know if we can make hot dogs in Spearfair or not, but yeah, I think that's a good comparison. Okay, since Franco still has, Dear Lady... What's her name? I'm sorry, I don't remember anybody's name. Gwen on his boat. Can we wait? Were you okay to wait to talk about saying goodbye to Gwen until next time?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That probably that question wasn't for me.
Right. I mean, I'm glad you're okay with it. Yes. But it's I don't know. I cry every time I say goodbye to a spirit in this game. So I would like to try and save those for. So that people are not getting spoiled, if we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick question about the strike. Did everybody or anybody go back with the key and unlock the union boss? I mean, not the boss.
Could you get the key? I never got the key.
If you talk Where'd to you get the key? last guy all the way on the right, I think.
Yeah, I'd go way down.
Yeah, had the key.
Because I talked back to the guy because I assumed like he would just leave once I started the saw the strike. And he was just like, I had the key. And I was like, oh, man, I would, but I don't got the key. You know, I'm just like...
It's funny.
Yeah.
You unlock the door for it. He goes, thanks, but I already went in the corner. Sorry for the smell.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It was great.
But he does give you 1,000 glims
for
opening the door.
So
yeah. He gives you money.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are all like spirits. Like, this is all the afterlife, right?
I don't think you heard about it, Jonathan.
Okay. All right. No, I'm just... I was just curious. Just because I'm like... Sometimes I'm like, but is this just how I see people in life? It's like we're going to real places, but then at the same time... They're like, I don't know. Yeah.
This is...
I won't think too hard about it.
I kind of feel like this is more of a limbo. Or like a purgatory.
Yes,
that's kind of what I was thinking, and everyone seems a lot more chill with limbo / purgatory than I would have expected. But I guess that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's more along the Egyptian idea of, you know, this is your journey on the River Styx.
Yeah,
and it
in between,
and it sort of seems like I can't really tell, but. For some of it, it seems like they don't really, in some ways, seem to recognize themselves as being animals, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, I like how when they do turn into animals on the boat, like, some of them, like, don't comment on it, but like, I love how they're animated to, like, they sometimes, like, they try not to be the animal, you know, like, just, I love Summer's design. Like, in general, in real life, I don't like snakes. Mm-hmm. Snakes are, like, the one thing I'm never gonna be, like, okay with, you know? I could see myself owning a lot of pets, not a snake. But I love how Summer is animated in that it's a snake. For all intents and purposes, it's like a snake, like in a coat, trying to like look like a person. And I love that. And I love how like that's like folded into her design into like everything
like
she does. Like with a hug and everything and like eating. It's just It's like, that's so clever. Or, like, even Astrid. Like, how Astrid will, like, walk at all floors like a lynx or whatever she is. You know? Like, or as soon as she stops walking, it's like, oh, stand back up. Oh. You know?
Yeah.
Gotta look nice. And Atul's, I feel like Atul doesn't even realize he's a frog. He just is bouncing everywhere.
Yep. I just feel more comfortable sleeping in water now for some reason.
Also, I appreciate Atul's non-pickiness when it comes to food.
Yes. Oh yeah, you can feed him just about anything.
Atul is great for when you get more recipes and you start trying stuff out and you're like, I don't know anyone who would eat this. Hey, Atul!
Yeah, come over here, try this. Here's some squid.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
oh boy, I love like, food.
I just get like, so like whenever I just end up having like, because I got to a point where I have fruit and stuff, so and they grow really fast. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, here, have an apple. I have like 50 of them.
I'm saving my fruit to cook into poached fruit dessert for summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I just noticed I got the kitchen upgrade, and I was thankful that it does like you select the meat, and then if you go over to the next thing, the veggies, it will highlight only the veggies that will work with that.
We'll go with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there's still a lot. There's like almost all the veggies go with stuff. So it's like for every, you know, it's the couple, it's very, you know, detailed, because for every, you know, seafood thing you pick up, there's six vegetables. So you do the math. There's a lot of different seafood you're catching.
I just need to find pork for a tool. For
that's the thing.
Pork chops.
I'm like, he's asking for his pork chops, and I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't. And I forgot the island I ran into. Yeah.
That's one of the resources, along with some other of the other meats, where I'm not sure if you can actually produce them yourself.
Yeah, I think he said you have to buy them from a market.
Yeah,
but it's like the only market I have is this stupid raccoon.
Yeah. Oh yes, Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
Theodore, that was his.
Who is definitely not Tom Nook and Spine. Totally not.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's another thing that's like I wonder about this world. It's like, because if you only turn into like your animal form when you're like ready to go on your journey or something, what's Theodore's deal that he's already a raccoon? You know.
Well, he's one of many.
Oh yeah. Oh, what's his name? The bus guy. What's his name?
Oh god. Yes.
I forget Alex? What his name.
Alex Seal.
Alex, like I haven't used the bus system yet, but just the moment I saw him, I'm just like, you're crazy, but I love your design.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did he say when you first meet him? And he's like, "My name's Alex." He's like totally like just wild, and he's like, "My name's Alex." Blah 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 blah. Blah. Well, and don't call me Alexander, because Alexander is a name for garbage people. It's just like, what?
Okay.
Like it was just one of those things that was just so random and out there. I couldn't help but burst out laughing, because it was just like, he's like, "My name's Alex. Don't call me Alexander, because Alexander's name for garbage people." And I'm like, whoa, calm down, Alex. Calm down.
Don't ever get stuck by a bus stop at night.
Oh, really? Oh,
you can't leave.
It makes a lot of noise.
And it's just the noise all the time. You can't get, like, I couldn't get anything done. I just had to go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I was wondering only one, I haven't visited it yet, but there's only one bus stop highlighted. So I guess that's where you meet Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody meet Olga, the big turtle?
I'm about to. That's what I was, like, heading to do when I reached the 6-hour mark.
All right, so hold on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I find the bus stops super helpful.
They are really
I kind of wish there were a few more of them.
Yes.
But they are super helpful.
I mean, that's, from what I understand, that's just fast travel just without your boat.
Especially
right?
especially late game.
I mean, it moves the whole boat, but...
Yeah. Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, it moves the whole boat, and there's no time skipping at all with it. So it's like, so it's like you want to get somewhere, and you don't want to have to waste like multiple days. Just go to a bus stop and go to the nearest bus stop.
Yep.
So I was just wondering, what is Francis? You know,
it looks like an onion.
The Spiritfarer wiki says he's an onion monkey.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's,
wait, what?
That's not a real thing. Yeah, it says onion hyphen mite monkey, and I'm like,
wait, what's his name again?
Francis the
Francis.
Junk,
yeah, he's the guy you sell all your junk to.
Oh yes. Monkey. He frequently, like, I'll go to an island, and then I'll go on an island, I'll do some stuff, and then I'll come back out, and he'll be right next to me. I'm like, leave me alone.
I just got here.
Your music is playing very loudly. I can see the monkey. But yes.
Yeah. I would have guessed sloth. Like, instead of onion monkey, it have just said sloth mouth. And I would have believed it.
Yeah.
You know? but I think it's funny how this game, like, I played so many games like this that it's like I start to feel the anxiety from games like that. Like, I'm like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. And then it's like, this game like has to remind me, like, hey, there's no rush. It's supposed to be a chill game. Yeah. And so, like, when I'm collecting all this stuff, oh, I got this jewel or this crown or something. I'm like, I bet there's a whole gift system and I gotta save that for somebody in particular. And then it's like, the description's like, no, sell this. It's just like, exactly. And I appreciate that. Like, the descriptions for all these items are just like, this is a beautiful ornamental rug. Sell it.
I'm still trying to figure out if the gems have any use so far. They might have some use in the crush. No, I can't.
Like the diamonds or the.
Yeah, the diamonds and stuff.
Yeah.
Aside from the gift with summer, because I have a bunch.
Oh. I need one more for summer.
That's a tough one because it's like, oh, I had the one. It's like, oh.
I sold it to the onion monkey.
Oh, no. Well, you can buy it back.
Yeah. That's the deal.
I should probably check with him to see if I sold. I don't think I had any. Yeah,
it cost me, what was it, like 100 glems to get a fish back I sold by mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Markup's like, ridiculous.
Like, oh, crap.
Mm-hmm. So if you sell it to him, if he ends up charging you more to get it back?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hey, it's smart.
Yeah, don't spam just... that. Don't spam that square or whatever the button it is.
One thing I will warn you about try not to take on too many spirits at once because it can get a little bit overwhelming.
I have no doubt.
I have like 6 or something. Ooh. On my boat at the moment.
It's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah. So
you're gonna need a lot of space.
So, yeah. Well, I have a bunch of the base and everything, but it can just get a little bit overwhelming with organization as well as just everybody being like, "Hey, I want this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
feed me."
You pretty much need like the 4th largest upgrade to get that metal thing.
The smelting thing.
Yeah, that thing's so tall.
I did that. I got big enough so I could finally build it, and then I rearranged everything. I'm trying to post a picture from
You know, I should do that. Yeah, every discussion. Show your boat, baby.
Yeah, I'll have to find some
of my. Yeah, that is kind of a calming thing, you know, to rearranging your boat.
Mm-hmm.
It should have a little bit. Well, I guess it really can't because it's, you know, the second you do it, it's done. So you can't really put anything outside the buildable area, but it would help when you're shifting things around.
You'd be like, you go over here and you go over here. Yeah, it's one of those puzzles where you can't, it just has the one blank square and you have to move everything around. That's what kind of.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's one of the things I found helpful was since you have the menu that tells you, like, oh, here's your quests, here's your boat upgrades, and here's your shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of you guys have gotten shenanigans yet.
No.
I got one shenanigan.
They're essentially
blank spirit or unspecified spirit, and I Didn't really do anything with it.
Yeah.
What's a shenanigan?
They're essentially side quests.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's not a category in your quest log. Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's one I can tell you that you can get, but you're not going to really be able to get any progress on it for a while, is if you go to where you first got your boat. I forget what island it's called. But where you got your boat and met Gwen in the beginning, you'll get a shenanigan from them. It's only now that I actually have been able to make progress on said shenanigan, because you have to learn a few different things and you have to get trees.
Oh.
So it takes a while to actually make progress. Other ones are like a lot more. Are a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular islands that you all like or don't really like?
The mansion was interesting. You visited with Gwen's
mansion?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gwen's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked how when it said maze, like I was expecting all this stuff, and then I liked how it was very simple, just like, oh no, you gotta just follow which rooms are lit up when you're moving around.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very clever. It does very... There's a lot of good design in that they could do a lot with a little, you know? As far as, like, what they do with space and stuff in this game is very... It's very clever.
Yeah, like, it's a side-scroller, but it's a vertical maze, and it works somehow. Mm-hmm. It was very nice how they did it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what other places. I mean, most of the, the islands are...
I like the Japanese Asian-themed islands. I think they were more Japanese.
Like the ones that have the little... Like they have the secret tree thing on it.
They have like the temple, or like the temples and the cherry blossoms and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there are, there's another set of islands. No, that I really like, but everybody else hasn't gone to them yet. So,
looking good, Jonathan.
Yeah, that took a totally way too long for me to figure out how to upload it. why does every game console have like completely different routes to get pictures off said game console?
Oh, did everybody or anybody upgrade their kitchen?
I did. So I could use
it. And then get the food service. There's a food service that you can subscribe to on I think it's the first town island where Theodore is, next to the guy with the upstairs club.
Remember? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a big house, and then there's a guy who's like, give me 5,000 glims after you get the upgraded kitchen, and they'll send you recipes and stuff.
Oh, I talked to that guy. It's Hello Fresh. I had like 4,500 glims, and he was like, oh, he's like, hey, I got a proposal for you. And it's like, oh, you're too poor. Talk to me when you got 5,000 glims. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. There's some funny commentary on food services. Adds that food service progresses. Because I've gone past the initial phase for that. Because it keeps continuing on.
Right.
The later phases are less exciting.
I'm trying to think the So far, let's just check it. I've caught two different kinds of shrimp, and they're really tough. The there's a baby shrimp, and then there's another one. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, bay shrimp, and then like the ones that are expensive, like
the tiger shrimp.
Black tiger shrimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've cooked the black tiger shrimp yet, just because I was like, these are very expensive to sell. So maybe I should hold on to it or something. But I did cook the bay shrimp, and it's like, you made shrimp cocktails. It's like, oh.
Yay.
I'm glad the food doesn't go boil. Bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't go bad.
And there's no limit.
Nice. Yeah. You can
inventory like, could be huge.
Yeah. It's possible
it's possible to cook bad food. I think, like, if you let it sit too long.
I'm sure. I figure if you let it sit for too long, it'll burn or something.
Somebody said if it's almost a whole day. If it burns in the kitchen a whole day, it'll burn.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go by that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you can mix some ingredients and have it be something inedible. Like when I was experimenting before I had really any recipes.
I feel like I didn't start getting those until I met a certain spirit.
Okay.
Interesting.
Or at least that's the first, one of the first times I encountered it. Other times during a certain, from just getting sent something.
Now, I just noticed, I don't know if it's a PS4 thing or a Switch thing, with the new update, you now have like 3 save slots.
That's nice.
Oh.
I couldn't select one, but okay.
It's there.
Yeah, but it did tell me how many hours, and I was shocked on how many hours I played.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'll have to actually see how many.
Maybe it's the time of day, because that can't be the number.
Yeah, I think it's the time of day, because mine said 16 something.
Oh, okay, so it's the time of day. Yeah, okay. Time of day.
You know, what I've had to do, because I'm on Xbox, is once again, like, for I don't know why consoles can't just. It's like the one thing, like, I like how Steam just says it, you know? Right when you boot up a game. Hey, this is how long you played this thing. But for Xbox, you have to not be in the game. From, like, the Xbox home menu, you gotta, like, highlight the game, press the start button, go to official club page. You go to the official club page, and then you gotta scroll over to stats, and then it will say, like, this is, like, how much you have done in this game compared to your friends. And I'm like, I don't care about that. And then you gotta go scroll down to stats, and then in stats, it will be like, you played this game for 4 hours, and I was like, okay, fine. You know, it was just like, but at least Xbox, like, once you find it, it will give you, like, kind of like Steam, it'll give you, like, the exact time. Like, you played this for 6 hours and 27 minutes, or, you know, whereas, like, I know Switch, their estimations on Switch sometimes, it's like, you've played more than 1 hour, and then other times it'll be like, you played less than 62 hours. I'm like, wait, what? Huh? We're just like,
not... thanks.
Yeah.
All right. We've kind of talked about this already, but, What are people's next goals as far as either improvements to your boat or places that you're trying to get to or things you're trying to finish for spirits? What are your next goals?
My next immediate thing is I'm going to talk to Olga, the giant turtle, as Astrid told me to. I'm pretty sure that Astrid was the one who told me to go talk to the turtle. And then find the tools, pork chops. Find Summer her gemstones.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
I just need one more gem. And it's like, I don't even remember where I got the other gems. I think from Wreckage. I think that's where I got them. But the main thing I want to work towards is I want to gain enough material to build a... I think it's Alice's house.
Mm-hmm.
She's from the sheep quest.
Yes.
Because I finished the sheep quest, and then, you know, and then she's like, I'm going to stay on the island. And then she fantasizes about, like, oh, if I had a house. And so, like, yeah. I think the idea is you build her house, and then she'll come on board.
And then she'll yeah.
But I appreciate how you can tell which spirits are, like, spirit-farer spirits, you know, because you can see their animal form hover above
them. Yeah, the shadows mm-hmm. behind them, yeah.
I really like that, because then all of a sudden it's like, because I could just be running past the island, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, you're important.
Yep. I should listen to what you want.
Yeah. Some of them that are like that, it takes like a little while for you to actually be able to get anything from them. It's like, oh, you met the person, but they're not going to talk to you.
I'm level gated, then why can I meet you so long before I can do anything to you?
Yeah. It was like, because I kept getting, I had like a bunch of the money to like just buy some of the upgrades. So I had like access to like things like the orchard and stuff, all the different like
mm-hmm.
yeah, this kind of game
or something. Like I had access to the plans for them, but I didn't, I couldn't build them because I didn't have access to the materials because I had to wait until what somebody told me, like, oh, we need this thing so that we can actually get into this area, because of, I'm not sure if any of you have run into like the kind of like border things in mm-hmm. on the map. Where you can't get past
the fog and then the ice.
Yes, and, the fog and ice and stuff. So it's like you're. It's like, oh, I can't get any of these materials because they're on the other side.
Exactly.
This kind of goes into the first 3 hours that I ran into, but it seems like I could be wrong, but it seems like if you do get like a little overzealous, like. Building or like you get excited or building or like upgrade somebody's house the fullest. It's like when their character is like, you can tell is like was originally going to ask for the quest. They're like, oh, you already did it.
Yep. Which is nice. Like,
yeah. And I like that. Cause there's like, you'd be surprised how many like games like that require quests. Don't do that. You know, either they'll still give you the quest and then it will like go ching. Or like something. Sometimes it's broken, and it's like you gotta rebuild it, you know, or something. That's so like I like how the game just like is like complex enough to be like, oh yeah, no, we know you already did it.
You get credit for your work. Yeah,
because I think when did it happen? I think it already built the loom before Gwen asked for it, and so Gwen was just like, oh. You made the loom. This is great. You're great, Stella. I'm like, yeah, Stella is.
Yeah.
So I think some of them, they just give you the quest, and then like immediately after, they're like, oh, thanks.
But, yeah.
For a lot of them, it's like, oh, hey, you already did the thing. It's already here.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if you could do this, but can you ring the bell in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Wake everybody up.
Uh-huh.
I've done what it happens? Multiple times by accident. Everybody gets up. I'm not sure if it affects people's mood. I'm sure it affects some people.
Stella was definitely upset with me.
Yeah. Sometimes I just do it by accident because I'm running back to the thing to go to bed anyway. So
yeah.
I just end up hitting the A button too soon. And so I rang the bell. I'm like, oh crap, go run to the house and go to sleep.
That is something I do wish is I wish you were allowed to look at the like ocean map.
Yes.
At any time. Like not only when you're moving. Like sometimes I just want to plan out where I want to go.
Yes.
I don't need to sail. I just want to look at it.
I think it's because of lore reasons, because your spirit stone is inactivated at night, and I think that's what's like powering the projector, basically.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Could be.
But it's still annoying, yes.
Yeah, it's like that, and like the after you catch a fish animation, and just last just like a few milliseconds too long, you know? And then also, when you do go to bed, like...
Oh, when you wake up, you stand there for like...
Yeah, it's like... Just like, just a little... I mean, I feel like at that point, it's like we're just nitpicking. But still, it's like... Like, for a game that has, like, so much streamlined, it's like... There are little moments where you're just like... Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if some of the animation is also just for like loading time stuff. But
yeah.
Can we some of that? I feel like has.
Oh, I'd love that once you visit an island, and then you go back to the map. You end up getting that field of like reveal like the fog of war around for like the surrounding areas that are explored randomly around.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice, and I like that it'll tell you about resources that are there as well.
Whether or not they've respawned or not. Yeah,
that's what I want to look at night, is like where I know I got this somewhere over here. Where did I go to get it?
Right.
Reminds me, I still have yet to actually, I've attempted, but I have yet to actually catch one of the tuna.
Oh, no, I
the map, from the map marks.
No, I can't say.
I had to get a really big, fancy fishing pole. And
wait, you can get a bigger fishing pole?
You can. And you're going to need one.
Wait, how?
I'm not telling.
Oh, hey.
It's like, I've had like a slight upgrade on my fishing pole, but I don't know how you get like, if there's one that's even higher up than that one.
Mm-hmm. Because you, in real life, you would not get, I mean, this is a video game, so real life doesn't really matter. But in real life, you would need a very serious fishing pole to catch a tuna that weighs twice as much as you.
So, yeah.
Okay. Anything else that y'all want to talk about the game for this week?
Nah, cooking, Olga. All right, I realized what I got to do with the bus stops.
I gotta find Beverly now that Beverly was just added to the game.
Yeah.
Today.
I'm where curious today. To see. Yeah. Yeah.
I still have yet to figure out where the previous spirit that they added was, which was like that tree thing. I'm not sure what it was. But I know that they like when we had first were picking this, they had added one somewhat recently.
For those of you who are time traveling and listening to this far, far in the future, Spiritfarer Thunder Lotus Games developer just announced an update with a new character of Beverly. That is what we were. That's what we're referring to.
Now I have to go and see what other things they added with the update.
Yeah. Well, that concludes our chat for week 2 of our Spiritfarer discussion. Next week, play another three to four hours. That'll be week 3 of 7. And we will chat more about Spiritfarer then. If you want more game chat, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat, at Instagram @TheGameChat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. You can email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. If you want to join in on the chat, you should email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net, or you can send us pictures of dogs and guess which one is going to be Chris's spirit form at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week and we're chatting more about Spiritfarer. Until then, thank you for listening and we will chat at you later.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye.